This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Sylvia Lisa Borealis. Date of birth, April the 12th, 1971. Case ID number is 7473096. Date of exam, 12/12/2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 9/27/2023. Identifying information, this is a 52-year-old divorced female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of heart disease, diabetes mellitus type 2, and hypertension. The claimant is presently employed as a provider, which she has done for 5 years. She states she works 3 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant worked at a call center for 20 years and did retail work for another 8 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, heart disease, number two, diabetes mellitus type 2, and number three, hypertension. History of allegations, number one, heart disease. The claimant states that in January 2023, she presented to the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance and was hospitalized for 6 days for shortness of breath and mid-chest pain. The claimant states that the character of the pain was a pressure pain located in the mid-chest area, which did not radiate to any other part of her body. She states she had that pain for 1 hour. She has not had it since she went to the hospital. She states when she exerts herself, she'll have mild shortness of breath. She denies any problems with resting or food intake. The claimant is presently not on nitroglycerins and states that occasionally resting and antacids do help her symptoms. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, and dizziness. She denies any vomiting. Her risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family of heart disease, smoking, menopause, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant has a history of gastritis, but she denies any peptic ulcer disease, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis chondritis. The claimant states she does have symptoms of congestive heart failure with shortness of breath and states her main problem is not being able to catch her breath. She also suffers from pedal edema and orpnea, where she has to sleep with 4 pillows at night. She was diagnosed with congestive heart failure with cardiomyopathy. Her ejection fraction at this time is 35%. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in January 2023, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 70 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, but has had diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet, as well as shooting pains and cardiovascular disease. She does not check her glucose at this time, secondary to not having funds to afford the supplies. She states her blood glucose levels before would come out between 90 to 420. She is taking multiple medications, however, she is out of medications at this time. She is presently on Forixa, 10 milligrams POQD, and Metformin, 500 milligrams BID. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 13. which indicates that she is poorly controlled. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2019, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, occipital headaches, and blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 174 over 118 mmHg. She is presently on nifedipine, 30 mg QD, metoprolol succinic, 100 mg QD, losartan, 100 mg QD, spironolactone, 25 mg BID, and furosemide, 40 mg QD. Her blood pressure is high, secondary to not taking any of her medications at this time. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block slowly, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, and mop. She is also able to button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she uses when she goes out. Her physician is Dr. Norma Iglesias, and she does take Tylenol 500 milligrams BID. PRN is needed for pain. She states the only physical activity she does is housework. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, reading, painting, and doing puzzles. Family history. Her father died at the age of 32 from a myocardial infarction. Her mother died at the age of 49 from a cerebral vascular accident. Medications, nifedipine, 30 milligrams POQD, metoprolol succinic, 100 milligrams QD, valacyclovir, 1 gram TID, gabapentin, 800 milligrams QID, metformin, 500 milligrams BID, amitriptyline, 25 milligrams QD, spironolactone, 25 milligrams BID, Furoxa, 10 milligrams QD, losartan, 100 milligrams QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, and furosemide, 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, heart disease with signs of congestive heart failure and cardiomyopathy, history of shingles, obesity, hypercholesterolemia, diabetic polyneuropathy, Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one half pack of cigarettes per day for 40 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. Claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant states that she used marijuana and cocaine back in 2000, but has not used it since. Communicable diseases. The claimant does have a history of hepatitis A. She denies having HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 234 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 4 and a fourth inches high. BP, 174 over 118 mmHg. Heart rate, 94 beats per minute. Respiration, 15 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 98%. BMI, 40. General, this is a 52-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and appears to be in mild distress secondary to shortness of breath. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the third sentence. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with some mild signs of retinopathy. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have upper and lower dentures at this time, secondary to losing multiple teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 8 feet. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 8 feet. Corrected is 20/25. OS, the claimant is able to count fingers at 8 feet. Pinhole is 20/ being able to count fingers at 8 feet. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were clear to auscultation and percussion. However, breath sounds were decreased in both lung fields. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Abdomen, could you, after the last sentence, the claimant was morbidly obese. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant did have some mild pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to neurological after the last sentence? Reflexes of the patellar and ankle are 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The last paragraph. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant was able to walk on her heels and toes with moderate difficulty, but had some difficulty walking at a tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she does require a cane for balance at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical in biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were 1+. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine index wrist finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild weakness. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with moderate difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has some limitations in her visual acuity but not in her visual fields, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, and mild signs of congestive heart failure with cardiomyopathy. Probable diagnoses, number one, congestive heart failure with cardiomyopathy, with an ejection fraction of 35% being treated at this time. However, the claimant is unable to afford her medications and is not taking any of her medications at this time. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus, poorly controlled, secondary to noncompliance. Last hemoglobin A1C was 13, which is way out of range. Allegation number three, hypertension. Blood pressure was 174 over 118 mmHg, which is very high, secondary to not taking medications and noncompliance. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Sylvia Lisa Briales.